Well, one of the things I would say, go help somebody. Go help somebody be better. Because in turn, that makes you better.
Yeah.
Connect with people on a real level. No more of this BS. You want to have coffee. I can deliver this and that. By the way, nobody cares about the products until they know how much you care. The products don't mean anything. You guys lead with products. No. Know about the person. Care about the human. It's all about humans. It's about relationships. Oh, that's why, I said, don't do the Popeyes. Or like basically like that's like saying, like, who do you have to give me business? What are you doing to bring them business? How are you helping? Why is it only a one-way street?
Hey guys, welcome back to part two of my conversation with Philadelphia listings powerhouse, Maria Quattrone. Last week, we talked about how Maria built a listing-driven business with 192 listings in 1 year. Awesome conversation. And the challenge that she created for herself to book over 100 appointments in 1 month. Awesome tidbits. You're going to want to tune in. If you haven't seen that one, make sure you check it out. But today, we're going to dive into part two of the conversation. We're going to really dive into what's holding salespeople back. We're going to talk about what realtors think of loan officers when they call, and some really valuable nuggets on how to give value to realtors and how to really create the connection. I'm excited to dive in. This one, we're going to get real. Welcome to Lending Leadership.
Yeah, I like that term, borrowed belief. That's great.
And the thing is, it's never, ever, ever, ever give up. Like if you don't give up, you will win. It may take you longer than maybe somebody else. Maybe, maybe not. But if you give up,
you're done.
You're done.
You'll never know.
You're done. And I do know that courage comes before confidence. So you have to have the courage to stand up and fear being, I don't know, humiliated maybe. It could be laughed at, yelled at, whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay. You'll get through it. You really will.
There's something to that too. If you share this, and I'm sure you probably experienced this, since you had put it out there, it's like, well, now other people know. Yes, they can share my experience. Yes, root for me.
Well, that's
but I think the other piece of it is, yes, right, the accountability where it's like, oh, well, now they know. If I don't do it, I'm going to look stupid.
Right. So that's
myself and to everybody else.
Yeah, that's the accountability part where it's part of the process and making sure that you stick to whatever you committed to is the accountability piece.
Yeah.
That's why I posted it on social. That's why I did the video. That's why I told everybody. And people knew about it because I did videos about it.
Yeah, no going back then, right? It's like, well, it's out there. Everybody knows. So I gotta keep on going and figure it out.
Today, I'm going to do a video on proximity.
Ooh,
on proximity. Yes. And I have some props for this video.
I love it.
Yes. And it's three pine cones. And I'm going to do this video on proximity and the three pine cones.
We'll have to check it out. That sounds intriguing.
Nothing to do with real estate, but everything to do with real estate and mortgage and title and insurance and whatever it is.
I love that. I love that. I love kind of telling stories and, now I want to know more, even you just describing it. So if I'm scrolling through and I see Maria holding three stinking pine cones, like, what the hell is she talking about? I mean, that's stuff that's going to stop the scroll and make people go, oh, okay, I get her a little bit more now. I understand her and showing up as that expert. That's really important.
That's an important piece that I didn't mention, is that authenticity and you being you is everything. Nobody else can be you. You're the only you. And this is another piece I see in identity that people miss. They want to be and act like that other person.
Yeah, I see
that. The problem is that the other person that you're trying to emulate has different skills than you, has different, it never works in people's favor because eventually you get found out. that you're not the person you said you were.
Yeah.
I'm this exact same person at the office, at home, on the phone, on the car, wherever I am, on the beach, at the restaurant. How you hear me on the video is exactly what I am in real life. There's no two different Marias. There's only one.
That's exhausting. You can't keep that up.
Yeah.
Be all these different people. It's like, wait, who was I supposed to be again?
Well, that's the other thing. You can't, that's too much thinking going on.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. So authenticity is critical.
I love this. This is like, that's right up my alley, you know, something we're talking about all the time. I want to switch gears a little bit. And just, I want to talk about what realtors think about loan officers calling and saying, hey, you know, I was just checking in and I'd love to grab some coffee. What's your other line of that?
I am disgusted and I have no time for coffee with you.
Yeah.
I talk about this. I said, mortgage people, loan officers want business from real estate agents. Mm-hmm. Why not do something for them that can give them an opportunity for more business? What is that? An opportunity for more business. How can they get more listings now, for an example? Because everybody who's in real estate should want to have listings, because listings equal leverage. And then when you go to that, you're selling their house, those people usually have to buy a house. There's the business.
Yeah.
That's the business. But everybody gets it backwards. They're thinking about, you know, oh, go to all these little buyer agent people. I mean, that those people too, there's people in there that do want to move up in the business. And they can become a great partner long term. But why not provide them some real value versus coffee? I could tell you, nobody wants coffee. Nobody wants to go out and drink or go to dinner or go to lunch either.
So is there anything that you've heard that just, you know, that was a real moment from maybe a, could be a loan officer that you have a relationship with, or maybe somebody that was cold calling you that you were like, wow, okay, well played. I will take an appointment with you.
It just happened on Friday. Somebody reached out. He had a guy call me and say, we have this system where we'll call expireds for you and FSBOs and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? I'll listen to what he has to say. See, that's the person I am. I'll always take a call. You never know where the relationship will go.
Yeah.
And I'm a very, very busy woman, but I always can take a call. So he set it up. I said, well, he's like, when do you want to do it? I said, how about 4 o'clock Friday, which is Memorial Day weekend. So the guy calls me and he's like, yeah, I do this podcast, but I put it on TikTok. We get all these views from it. I love to have agents like you on. Then he's tells me about the calling the expireds and asked me where my business goes to. And I said, well, we have a few people that we work with, you know, and mainly we have to have a few people because not everybody does a CRA program, which is very big in Philadelphia for our listings. And I thought that it was genius. I thought his angle was great. You know,
I think,
because what is he trying to do? He's trying to help me get more listings now.
Yeah. And he's creating value in a different way. I love that. I'm going to know who that is. I'm going to call him and try to recruit him. Or maybe he was from my company. I don't know. I love that. I love thinking outside of the box and think how you can actually move the needle together rather than just doing the same thing that everyone else is doing. And look, we all fall prey to that. And especially early in your career, you do what someone else before you tells you to do, but then you realize very quickly that that thing is what everyone's doing. And that's not going to differentiate you from anybody. So I love things like that. Where somebody's actually going to be a partner.
Right. And so one of the part of my business with more listings now is really partnering with other entities in real estate, whether it is a brokerage or a mortgage company or banker or title, people that want to be in front of real estate agents, right? How can you deliver them value? Well, let's see, have like somebody like Maria Quattron come and speak, you know, like those are ways that people want to know, how can I be better? How can I make more money in the least amount of time possible? That's what agents want.
Yeah.
They don't need coffee. Nobody they drink needs- plenty of it.
No one needs coffee. We're going to be too caffeine and sugared up to actually make a decision. No, bring value. That's going to get you.
That's going to get you in a door that you may not have been open and may not have been open. The other thing I would say is timing and just continuing to build a relationship with nothing happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I have relationships with people that I don't know what I necessarily, we weren't doing any business together, but long term, you have to think of this as very, very long term. There's a long runway in this industry. And you need to be cognizant of that and understand sometimes you don't have to understand. You understand that you may not understand. You may not know. Mm-hmm. And I always say for loan officers, you keep offering value to that person you want to do business with. And you never know when their number one becomes a dud for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Because it's happened. It's happened to me.
Absolutely.
And so don't give up and really be a value. And don't just pop in the office either without an appointment. We have mortgage people, we have vendors that come in our office off the street. We know them, but they do pop buys, and pop buys are disruptive to a business.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't be that LO.
Yeah.
And if you know when people at the office are gluten-free, don't bring a box of Dunkin' Donuts.
Nobody wants Dunkin' either. Everyone's trying to be fit and get healthy, and nobody wants that.
When I come in the office, I see a box of Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, they're like, yeah, this vendor, blah, 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 brought it in. I'm like, we told them so many times to stop bringing crap into the office. We literally actually told them, do not come
they're
here
not listening.
With bad food. We do not eat bad food here.
Yeah.
We do not eat junk in our office. If anything, I'm making like a gluten-free banana bread and bringing it in, sharing it with everybody. I do things like that. The holidays, you know, we'll have like a little more junk around then. But generally, you know, we have a bowl of fruit and protein bars.
That's so funny. Straight up tell them and they're not getting the clue. People, pay attention. This is where Maria, listening is so important. And I feel like that in itself is a trust factor. You're like, I told you, you didn't listen or care enough to pay attention to what we're actually telling you. I wouldn't really give my business to somebody like that. You're not listening to me on the little things. How are you going to listen on the big things? I mean, people read between the lines on all of this, and all of it goes to build trust, build the relationship, all of the above. Nobody needs donuts. No donuts, no coffee. No. I want to wrap it up just a little bit. I mean, I feel like we could chat all day. So many different avenues to go in. I want to talk about, in closing, just more listings now. I mean, I know you've got your book coming out. It's dropping in a few weeks. You have this course that you've put together, multiple courses, I know, but you're working towards this more listings now community. Tell me just a little bit more about that. Because I know we're going to be talking. We're going to have you at one of our Talk About It Tuesday sessions that we have for our loan officers. But talk to me about, you know, what you're really looking to do in these mastermind courses, whatever you're calling them.
Yeah. So it's an operating system. It's not a course. It's not a place to come and just watch videos. It's real live training. every other week, and then a hot seat Q&A the opposite week, so we can actually implement the work that I am teaching in the training labs. And it's a whole community. It's based around getting more listings now. And it's a little bit different than most of these communities, because you would be logging into it every day, putting your numbers in the system, sharing your wins, getting, you know, cheered on, having your questions answered. It's like a real live, gosh, I wish I had this 2 years ago, because most of the agents don't have anybody to ask questions to.
Yeah.
The broker's not around, and maybe the broker gets back to them days later. There's no like broker in most places sitting just like in the office all day. It doesn't work like that. And so they may have multiple offices they're a broker at, and they go from office to office, or, you know, with all this online, a lot of people aren't even doing that. And, or maybe they have, in a lot of organizations, they only have one sales meeting a month.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get questions answered. You can't get real live situations answered. And then we have guest speakers that come in, industry icons every month. It is a very, very robust community. And then from there, I have listing intensives where you actually come to my office and we actually like do the work. We do the work on the listing, making the calls, doing the consultation, real live, in person, which is really cool. And then
that's great.
Yeah. And then I'll have my one-on-one. And a lot of other stuff in store. Like I have a extremely thorough executive plan that I wrote out, and I was super excited about it, but one thing at a time.
One thing at a time. Yes. I mean, you don't seem like the kind of person who slows down or sleeps much, but that's, you know.
I get my 8 hours every day.
When you have a goal and you're, you know, you're passionate, I mean, that there's no stopping you. So
no, it's really about what do you think you can do? And then kind of say, okay, I think I can do that. Well, what does it look like 10x? What does it look like 10x? Because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but it's easier to 10x something than to double it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Because once you get those systems down, wash, rinse, repeat.
Because in order to 10X, you have to say no to all the other stuff. And all the other stuff is holding you back from reaching what you really want to reach. And so it's called opportunity cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I go and take a listing that's, you know, a half hour away, and then I'm there for an hour, and then I'm a half hour back, and then that's opportunity cost. What else could I have been doing at that same time? You know, and thinking about your business and your life that way. People say, I don't have time to go on vacation. I'm like, well, that's sad. That should be the first thing you put in your schedule every year.
Yeah.
Like, this is when
we're going. What are you working for then, right? What are you doing all this for if you're not going to spend time with the people that you love and care about the most?
And life goes by way too fast.
Yeah.
So really deciding what you want and being open to being uncomfortable and taking the steps. You know, I've had a coach and training coach for almost my entire career. Like, all
that.
Professionals have coaches.
They do.
And trainers. Like,
yeah,
that's my coaches, they both have coaches, and the one spends on one of his programs he's in, he spends like $250,000 a year.
Yeah, I believe it.
And that's one of a couple he's in. So it gets back to proximity. Proximity is everything.
Growth
is the people you spend time with.
Mm-hmm.
You surround yourself with.
Yeah, and this is great.
Yeah.
This is great stuff. I want to wrap up, but I want to have you, I don't know, any last bit of advice? Let's talk to our loan officers out there. We spent a good time talking to the real estate community. Let's talk to the mortgage community. Is there any one last piece of advice that you could give to loan officers out there? That's probably very broad. You could probably give them a lot of things, but.
Well, one of the things I would say, go help somebody. Go help somebody be better. Because in turn, that makes you better.
Yeah.
Connect with people on a real level. No more of this BS. You want to have coffee. I can deliver this and that. By the way, nobody cares about the products until they know how much you care. The products don't mean anything. You guys lead with products. Know about the person. Care about the human. It's all about humans. It's about relationships. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why, I said, don't do the Popeyes. Or that's like saying, who do you have to give me business? Mm-hmm. What are you doing to bring them business? How are you helping? Mm-hmm. Why is it only a one-way street?
Yeah, this is gold. The good old golden rule, right?
The good old golden
rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated. If you don't want people stopping by your office and get that foundation of knowing somebody, creating the relationship, bringing value, this has been great.
Yeah. What about, I get emails yesterday. How many emails I got that said happy Memorial Day from the lender? You're just junking up people's inbox. Don't send out. Oh, it's time to change the clocks. If you want to send out something on a holiday, say, maybe do a video that connects with them. And what it means to you, I always do a 4th of July video because it's one of my favorite holidays. And this year it's going to be a real big one. And I tell why. And I say why it is. The freedom that we have here in America. The opportunity. Our streets are truly paved with gold. Barry Habib says it. He wrote a book on it. I pay attention.
Yeah.
What's going on? And there is so much opportunity. You got to get uncomfortable. You have to do things that you're not used to doing. And you have to be out there. You have to be seen. You got to be on social. Comment on an agent's post. Share their stuff. Be there. Don't just say, we give you the best service, or that's, you should be given the best service. You should deliver the best service. That should be a no-brainer. And you don't need to lead with that, because that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
Get to know the person. How can you help them?
This is great. I love this. Like I said, I feel like we could chat all day, but we're just about at our time. So I am going to grab some time with you, because you're going to hopefully come in and chat with our loan officers and some other big things that we're cooking over at HMA. I'm really excited about that. You're so fun. You have a wealth of information. And I feel like, we're not that far. I'm in Yardley. You're Jersey, yeah. Philly. You're kind of all over the place. So I'm excited to meet in person one of these days.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me on
my
this podcast.
My pleasure,
today.
Rachel. Thank you for the opportunity. It's been great. And I look forward to seeing you real soon.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. We're going to connect Maria's info down below. Make sure you follow her on all of the places. And don't forget to like and subscribe to Lending Leadership. We'll catch you next time. Bye, everybody.